My name is Setu Jones, and I am a visual artist. We are standing right behind the Tilted Bowl, a stainless steel sculptural drinking fountain. Much of my work is part of infrastructure, and so I'm trying to integrate art into infrastructure, make these artistic interventions into public works in some form or fashion. And knowing that I was going to be creating something for this particular neighborhood, I wanted it to relate to the river in some way. And so this piece, when you look at it, is supposed to recall a shell of a mussel. And we know that many of the mussels and clams that are here in the Mississippi are endangered. And so this kind of recalls the shape of one of those endangered mussels. In addition, I wanted it to resemble at least water pouring out of this piece, water pouring out of the bowl of it. And that water that pours out of the bowl is represented in this column that holds it, that's curved. And that spills on to this map of, or this kind of interpreted map of this area in the 1880s, when it was really all about industry and really creating this working river that was here with the flour mills. And this is on the site of an old flour mill. The Phoenix Mill was stood on this site. In addition, this site is really important because it's one of the earliest places where the city of Minneapolis drew its water from. The water utility was located not too far from here initially, and there were a set of springs that still exist that are right below the bus where we're standing now. It was a site on the Underground Railroad, of all things. There was a large hotel that was here, not too far from here, a block away from here, that was a site where many wealthy southern plantation owners would come up to vacation, to leave the heat of down south. And many times they brought their slaves with them. And this was a site where abolitionists would gather to encourage the slaves to leave. I mean, this site is important to me, and I draw from many things for this particular piece. And every art piece that I do, every piece in the public realm is a challenge. Because it's up the street from a few bars, we came to the understanding that it had to be able to withstand two drunk football players that stood on it. And so it's engineered to withstand about 500 pounds of weight on top of it, people jumping up and down on it. And if you go around front of it and look under this larger bowl, you'll see another fountain, and that's a pet fountain. And so, like, the big question I have is what do you see? First of all, in form and context, and then are you able to understand how to use it? Is that evident and is that clear in here?